During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio, and I'm joined by my colleagues and friends, David Drucker of the Washington Examiner in the D.C. area, and John Fund of the National Review in the New York area. And we're addressing two major governors for the Democratic Party, major governors who are future presidential candidates or not. The first is Gavin Newsom, the 40th governor of California, who faces a recall. What does that mean? And the other governor is Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, three times elected, the son of a three times elected governor, who faces his own party in unhappiness over allegations. Gentlemen, I begin with Gavin Newsom because it's my measure that the Democratic National Party has decided to fight this recall and fight it hard. The news in these last days is that major figures, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, as well as Katie Porter of California and Georgia's Stacey Abrams, are all weighing in supporting Gavin Newsom against the recall and alleging that this is being driven by outside forces, by Republican forces, even talking about January 6th forces. That would be the assault on the U.S. Capitol and Comity in the Washington area that remains in turmoil because of the National Guard. So David, John and David are both Californians, which is why I depend upon them to explain a state where I've only spent a few months of my life, but it is paradise. Except, David, I start with you. Gavin Newsom faces recall. I remember Governor Gray was recalled, and the procedure is a little arduous, but at this point, the recall petition is said to have 2 million signatures. Is that why we now see voices raising up in defense of him, because he will be recalled or there will be a recall vote? Good evening to you, David.
Good evening, John. And yes, the organizers of the recall are about to submit final petitions, and the expectation on all sides is that they're going to have more than enough, plenty more than the just under 1.5 million signatures that they need to trigger a recall election. Now, there are several steps to actually get this thing on the ballot once the signatures are submitted, and the deadline is this week, and we expect them to be submitted. But Governor Newsom is taking this very seriously. Democrats are taking this seriously. 18 years ago, a Democratic governor of California was recalled. Democrats did not take that seriously until it was actually on the ballot. They kept thinking that it was a clown show. And then all of a sudden, the signatures were there. I think in this hyper-partisan age of 365-day-a-year political campaigns, Democrats at least smartly understand that they need to take this thing seriously. Now, it is being driven by Republican forces, but these are Republican forces inside California who are capitalizing on the fact that the governor, according to so many voters, has mishandled COVID since about the fall. His numbers, his approval ratings, and satisfaction with the governor's approach was great in the initial spring, in the summer, and early fall. And as people started to tire of lockdowns, as the governor didn't always seem to follow the rules himself, and as voters really wanted maybe a new approach, a more flexible approach as the pandemic dragged on, the governor responded with the same old policy. Wasn't enough to get him recalled, but I think the fact that he didn't follow his own rules caused him a problem. On top of that, there's been mismanagement issues. There's a key state program that administers COVID relief money. It's been beset by scandal, money pilfered. And so now the governor is fighting on multiple fronts, some unhappiness with his coronavirus management, unhappiness with his general management of government, schools that are not reopened, a governor that doesn't have full control over that, but has not seemed to to have been in control of trying to get the state where voters are ready to go. So this could all change, but this has driven his approval numbers way down. It's driven support for the recall above 50%. Of course, if this thing finally does make the ballot, Republicans are going to have to come up with a good candidate, at least one. Coalescing behind one would be preferable, because the California of today is not the same California of 2003, and no Republican that runs for governor in a recall is going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was a unique figure, was able to put together a voting coalition across party lines because he was known as a movie star first and a politician second. The Republicans are likely to be led by a politician, and so they're going to have to work a little bit harder this time.
John, this is not California of 2003, and significant to me, yes, the pandemic, yes, the missteps by the governor, yes, the way social media works, but Oracle's leaving. Elon Musk has talked about leaving. These things did not happen easily. They're the result of years, decades of policies that have not favored growth there, except for the Silicon billionaires. So is this something that Gavin Newsom could never have fought? And is he just unlucky that it's all landing on his watch?
I agree with David that in the end, 6 months from now, when the recall vote occurs, Gavin Newsom is likely to survive narrowly. However, he has put himself in a perilous spot. There's a new Emerson College poll out, 42% approval for him. Only 42% say they'd vote to keep him. The rest against him are undecided. And even if he survives the recall, it turns out that he'll have his work cut out for him. 58% of voters think it's time for someone new. Only 42% say they would reelect Governor Newsom should he survive the recall and run for a second term. I believe that Newsom's major problem is not the Republicans right now. It is that his opponent in the 2018 election, he defeated in the primary, Antonio Villaraigosa, the former Democratic mayor of Los Angeles, looks as if he can run and will run, and the party elders have no control over him. He's 68 years old. He owes them nothing. And, of course, the Hispanic vote, no California Hispanic has been elected governor in 125, 130 years. Newsom is still in trouble. And even if he survives the recall, he's still in trouble.
David, I come to you on other significant Californian politicians, the vice president, for example, and the nominee for the cabinet, Mr. Becerra. And, of course, we have major figures, Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco. Good heavens, we're talking about California leadership throughout the Democratic Party. Do they want Gavin Newsom to survive this intact so he can run for president? Or is he being whittled down to size by people watching from his own side?
I think they want him to survive because you never want to lose the governor's mansion, especially not in a major state. You especially don't want to see that kind of momentum. I mean, what winning the governor's mansion would do for Republicans from a psychological standpoint, coming out of the last 4 or 5 years of the headwinds created by Trump, would be the kind of thing that is priceless. And so they're going to work hard to prevent that. I don't think this has anything to do with preserving him for higher office. I think he's put himself in peril. I think circumstance to a degree has put him in peril. And if he chooses to run for president in 24, if there was an opportunity, or in 2028 or whenever, he's going to have to overcome the fact that he saw his numbers by his own through every fault of his own tank just when he was leading in a crisis. And politicians are defined by their crisis leadership. Donald Trump is arguably not president anymore because voters had a negative view, enough voters in the right places had a negative view of his crisis leadership. And so this is what Gavin Newsom has to worry about. One little quirk on the recall that we should not forget if it makes the ballot. There are two questions. Should Gavin Newsom be recalled, yes or no? And then there is a separate list where you can vote for any number of replacement candidates. There's no primary. You don't have to vote for a member of the opposite party. So Antonio Villaraigosa, the former mayor of Los Angeles, former speaker of the state assembly, does run, is on the ballot. Voters are free to replace one Democrat with another, and that's why I think John is smart to point out that that's the real danger for Newsom.
John, I try one more time with, you know, I read a lot of history, and it occurs to me I could name the presidents who went through a crisis of confidence in their careers. Immediately, of course, Teddy Roosevelt. But more recently, you'd have to say Richard Nixon went through a crisis when Eisenhower was ready to dump him in 52. And Jimmy Carter, again and again, even Ronald Reagan, they go through a crisis. And when they survive it, they become stronger to the party, stronger for themselves. Is it possible Newsom's going through such an experience because he's had an easy ride, an easy walk from San Francisco basis?
I think you've identified his basic problem, which is he's grown up in the political bubble, which is the clubhouse Democratic politics of radical San Francisco. He's a callow man. That means immature in a word. And he's not going to change. He's 53 years old. And I think that his reputation among Democrats as a pretty boy is unfortunately being cemented. The more that he flails, the less that people respect him. Washington State's governor, Jay Inslee, announced he is invoking emergency powers to open up the K-12 schools in Washington State because the teachers' unions won't open them. There is no one who believes that Gavin Newsom has the courage, the capability, or the stamina to do that to California's teacher unions. He is not a leader. He is a follower, and that's why he's in trouble.
John Fund of the National Review, David Drucker of the Washington Examiner. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio. We turn to another prominent governor in the Democratic Party, Andrew Cuomo.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.